And today we do have not only just Dr. Anne, but we also have Deirdre, as well as Uncle Wilson, who are all helping us unpack today's topic.
Yeah, thank you, Dr. Anne, for the informative measures on how to take care of myself from TB. So talking about the package of communication and community engagement tools developed in raising COVID awareness, prevention, support, with funding from PEFPA and USAID, I just want to say, as a young person, it is great to always have the correct information, especially now when people are relaxing and not taking seriously the safety measures put in place. Because it's a good normal.
True.
But COVID-19 is real. So we should continue wearing our masks, maintaining social distance, and also washing hands regularly. And let us continue protecting each other.
Very wise words there, Shark Boy. Let's be vigilant, let's be cautious, and, you know, let's stay at home as much as we can. And also, just to remind you that we do have the U Report platform that you can make use of, and the number to use is 33500. That's 33500. And it's really easy, Sterek. Chago jete iwe wika, ungo telefone yako, ungo tumira, one way drungo jandiri to that number, and you will be part of the conversation. And also, we are live on Facebook, on the Jandiri Facebook page, as well as the ZFM Stereo Facebook page.
Yeah, so Deirdre, you as a community adolescent treatment supporter, how do you support your clients and yourself against TB?
Preventing the spread of TB needs a number of all measures that limit client physical interaction during the intensive phase of TB infection. So as CARES, we make use of mHealth to support our clients. These are the phone calls, the SMSs, WhatsApp, e-support group to check in these clients. We also go further and lead clients who may not be TB, who may not be TB positive to the other Ministry of Health community cadres for TB screening and support.
Aywa, did running my fix tag, yes, you made it, you made And over to you, Dr. Anne. What are the differences and commonalities between TB and COVID-19?
There are several both differences and commonalities. I want to start and end by saying that the best way to know is, of course, always to test both for TB and for COVID. The difference, though, is if you look on COVID, it usually starts with you feeling a little bit tired, and then you develop a sore throat, and then you may lose your sense of smell, and you start developing a cough, and then 10 days in, you might become really breathless and feel very, very sick. And then the cough can stay with you for months, and also the feeling of being tired can stay with you for months. TB, on the other hand, it usually starts insidiously also. It starts with a cough that doesn't go away. Then you develop night sweats. And this is not just feeling a bit hot at night. It's really drenching night sweats where you wake up and your entire bed is wet and you have to change your linen. And then you start losing weight. And this is very specific for TB, this marked weight loss. And this can go on for months and years. So it's a much longer time period for TB than it is for COVID. And there are some specific things. For example, losing sense of smell and taste, that's specific for COVID. While these drenching night sweats are more specific for TB and the marked weight loss. Of course, nothing is 100%. But the main thing I want you to take home is that if you have a cough for more than 2 weeks, it's much better to get tested for both TB and COVID to make sure that you know what it is. And this is for you to protect yourself and also protect the people around you.
Thank you very much, Dr. Anne. You know, a lot of us now avoid my test. But, you know, Shark Boy, you know, you You just have to be brave and know where you stand so that you can do something about it.
And most of the time you'll be hating yourself.
That's very
true. Or not going for testing. So, Uncle Wilson, could you please tell us the process one has to go through when in need of TB test?
Normally, the testing of TB amongst people living with or without HIV starts with the screening process, either at the local health facility or in the community. Sometimes we have the community cadres, such as the community adolescent treatment supporters, the kids who are at the forefront of the implementation of the Jandri program, also doing the screenings. They would ask an individual whether he or she was having a cough or night sweats or fever or weight loss in the last 2 weeks to say, if you've been experiencing these signs and symptoms. And if one says yes to any of these symptoms, he or she is referred to the health workers who do further investigations. This would lead to either confirmation or disapproval in terms of the possibility of one having TB. In case of TB test being required, one can be asked to produce sputum for lab testing. And in other instances, the lab testing may come out negative. And one may be asked to undergo chest X-ray to ascertain whether one has TB or not. So it should also be noted that the results from this test determine whether one should be initiated on TB treatment or not after having done all those tests, after having done all those diagnoses and further investigations. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Uncle Wilson. And on that note, also thank you to Deidre as well as Dr. N for being part of today's episode.
Yeah, so our next program is on the 24th of October, and it will be live also again. But you can join us on our SMS platform by sending the words Jandri to 33500.
And I'm sure if you're on social media, you've probably seen a lot of the posts. Everybody's been spreading them and reminding us that today's actually World Mental Health Day. And, you know, especially with COVID-19, we have had our mental health challenged with having to stay on, you know, on lockdown and the loss of lives for those who were, you know, those that have lost people that they love. And, you know, of course, dealing with all, you know, the... Yeah, COVID-19 shark boy guy understand. And you know, a lot of people running Vachishungurudzika in different ways, Mudzimbai Momomo. And so, you know, our mental health has actually been through a lot and we've been challenged. And this is all due to this pandemic. But it's also important, you know, to talk to someone when things get too much or you feel you cannot cope with a situation. Remember, you know, and Tese Shark Boy Trofano Kuzi Awuzwega. You are not alone. We are all going through this. So, you know, find somebody to talk to. And let's also open our lives to other people to allow them also to talk to us. You are a shag boy. You are a shag boy. You are a shag boy. You are a shag boy.
Yeah, sure, because ukasa taura, so no jikaiwe umkati, and this will lead to stress, man. And stress is getting more tough to handle.
And if mfungwa dzedu kana dzikangosiwa dziri dzega, so tichingo marinate, takadaro, aiwa, unengu wakungo gaya, uora yega yega. So, Shagboy Jaata Tandara, Tandata Tandara. But look, we just want to say thank you very much to our partners who support Jandri. Thank you so much to PEPFAR and USAID. And thank you for tuning in every single Saturday. Thank you very much for the audiences on Facebook. Please do go ahead, like or follow the Jandri Facebook page as well as the ZFM Stereo Facebook page.
I'm your host, Shagboy. I'm out.
Thanks, Shagboy. It's been nice hanging out with you. And remember that the U Report platform is on all the time. So as you know, it's Saturday, every single day, anytime, 33500. All you do is simply text the word Jandri. And also, you can visit www.africaaid.org to learn more about the work being done by CATS and AfricaAid within the communities they serve.